Welcome to the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast. I'm your host, Brian Montes, founder of Skillosity Works and the Entrepreneur to Employer coaching and membership community. So congratulations is in order. If you've built a successful freelance business that has grown to the point where you need to hire, then you have achieved a huge milestone. And if you're already past the point of making your first hire and your team is now growing, well, congratulations is in order to you as well. So regardless of where you are with scaling your team and your business, whether you're at employee number one or employee number 100, this podcast focuses on everything related to people operations. We'll cover best practices, strategies, and solutions to help you build a sustainable and scalable business that is fueled by great people and a great culture. So if you're enjoying listening to this Entrepreneur to Employer podcast, please subscribe, give us a like, and give us a review. Your feedback will help us grow this podcast, and we'll be able to positively impact more employers to help them build better work environments. Welcome back to another episode of the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast. I am your host, Brian Montes, founder of Skillosity Works. All right, this week I want to talk about the importance of cash flow. I work with a lot of different businesses, and you're probably wondering, you know, why I want to talk about cash flow today. Well, the reality is that cash flow impacts everything you do. And without managing your cash flow in your business properly, it's going to impact you. It's going to impact your family. It's going to impact your customers. It's going to impact your employees and their families, right? When companies don't manage cash flow properly, it creates financial emergencies within the business. And when those financial emergencies hit, then all of a sudden problems start to arise because payroll isn't met, vendors can't be paid, right? There's a whole host of things that happen because of it. And there's a fact out there that's actually quite scary. 82% of small businesses fail because of poor cash flow management. So today, I want to talk about six steps that you as a business owner can take to ensure long-term financial stability. Because thinking beyond cash flow is the key to stability for small businesses. So let's talk about how to implement a long-term cash planning strategy that's going to help you build a sustainable, profitable business. All right. Now, we know that cash flow is a big buzzword out there, right? All the coaches, all the business gurus, everybody's using the word cash flow. And, you know, there's good reason. It's important, right? Because poor cash flow management is a reason why 82% of small businesses fail. This can be a scary statistic for most entrepreneurs and business owners, especially when your business is small and all it really takes is one financial emergency to put you into bankruptcy. A lot of employees live paycheck to paycheck. Well, there's a lot of businesses out there that live payroll to payroll, meaning that you collect just enough cash to cover the next cycle's payroll. And if you have one hiccup in the business, all of a sudden you cannot make payroll, and that's a problem. So in addition to this, we've had rising costs over the last 2 years, which have impacted our ability to maintain a healthy cash flow. Right? It's becoming more and more difficult. And some additional statistics, in 2023, more than 10% of small businesses relied on credit cards to provide emergency cash every single month. And 75% of those small businesses have realized that they've exhausted more than 30% of their credit card limit, right? So this trend is expected to continue because inflation's not really coming down, technology disruptions are continuing, and supply chain challenges continue to impact the global economy. So business is not getting any easier out there. In fact, it's getting harder. Now, the problem is that focusing too much on cash flow short-term is a short-sighted approach. Most cash flow is monitored on a weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis, which is a good start. But to be successful, entrepreneurs need to think beyond cash flow and consider a longer-term cash planning strategy. Because in contrast, long-term cash planning involves forecasting and it involves you managing your cash flow over an extended period of time that could go up to a few years. So let's get into six ways that you can, as a business owner, start looking at cash flow and managing it differently, so that you can successfully grow your business profitably. Number one, establish cash reserves and working capital. For small business owners, financial emergencies can arise at any moment. It's critical to have a small amount of cash available for these situations. Most financial experts recommend that small businesses carry enough cash to cover 3 to 6 months of operating expenses. Me personally, I recommend and coach business owners to keep 6 months of operating cash on hand. Why? Well, let's think about it. When a black swan event hits, now granted, they don't hit very often, but when they do, they're a doozy, right? COVID, black swan event. The businesses that had a longer cash runway were able to survive while they were waiting for PPP money, waiting for COVID relief funds, right? Because that took a while to ramp up. So you've got to be able to sustain on your own and not rely on somebody else to bail out your business financially. So I like having 6 months of operating expenses in the bank set aside. You don't touch it. You leave it there for a black swan or some type of financial emergency that you didn't forecast or truly didn't see coming. Now, in addition to cash reserves for emergencies, you should also plan to have enough working capital available in the event that you get a large contract or delays in your accounts receivable, right? We're seeing this more and more. You're a small business. You're offering your customers terms, even if it's payable upon receipt. You've already shipped a product, whether it's a service or a product. And now all of a sudden, you know, your customers are in the 31 to 60 day range or the 60 to 90 day range. You see them starting to stretch you out, treating you like you're the bank. Okay, so you have to have the ability to withstand delays in your accounts receivable because you've got to make payroll regardless, right? It's not your employees' fault if the customers are paying slow. Okay, so having that cash on hand to float the difference is critical. And of course, if you get a large contract and you have to buy supplies early, you got to order equipment, whatever it is, you've got to be able to front that ahead of getting paid on that contract. So there's a good reason to have a good 6 months of operating capital in the bank. Number two, capital expenditure planning. Small businesses need to put efforts into capital expenditure planning to ensure that you are reinvesting your profits appropriately back into the business. Capital expenditures can include buying a new building, remodeling an office, buying company vehicles, replacing pieces of equipment, right? It just depends on what your business is. You know, buying new software. Sometimes big ERP implementations are going to run 60, 70, 80, 90 grand. So you need to be thinking down the road, what's my business going to need in 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, right? If you're a manufacturing operation, you're going to have equipment that's going to phase out and you're going to need to think about replacing it or improving it so that you can improve efficiencies. So carefully planning your investments into the business will support your long-term growth strategies. It's also going to minimize unexpected costs from old and broken equipment, right? Be proactive in keeping your stuff current. All right, number three. Embrace diversification. Industries, technology, regulatory requirements, and consumer behavior are always changing. It's important for you as the business owner to consider the many variables that could affect the business's ability to stay in operation and generate revenue, right? Let's think of, there's plenty of stories out there that exist that show how a business was not forward thinking. And these weren't small businesses that come to mind. These were large businesses. Blockbuster is a great example. Right? Blockbuster built its business on DVDs, right? Going in, people going into the store, finding the movie they wanted, VHS tapes, renting them for a few days, and then returning them. They saw Netflix coming because, in fact, Netflix made an offer to buy them and they turned it down. So Blockbuster saw the changing landscape, the changing consumer behavior. Consumers no longer wanted to have to go to the corner Blockbuster to find their DVDs. That wasn't fun anymore. They liked being able to just go online, find the DVD they wanted, hit order, and it would come in the mail. And ultimately, that led to Blockbuster's demise. There's lots of other stories out there too, right? Kodak, Polaroid. There's plenty of large legacy companies that thought they had such a moat around their business that the changing landscape wouldn't impact them. So if these big businesses can't survive, how's a small business going to survive these changes? So it's important for you to embrace diversification. Now, you know, create a plan to navigate potential challenges and your small business. It will help protect your revenue and stabilize long-term cash flow. Now, one of the best ways to mitigate risk is by diversifying your revenue streams. Diversifying revenue comes in many forms. It can be adding a new product, it could be selling to new customers in a new demographic. It could be adding on additional products and services to customers, right? This ensures there's always a healthy flow of cash coming into your business, even if one product or service stops selling. Now, I'm going to throw a caveat into that, is that do not start diversifying until you have one steady stream of income that is stable. Make sure you've built up one part of your business as a pillar, as a foundation, that it is the systems are working, customers are happy, the team can produce. You have to have one pillar of stability before you take your eye off the ball and start looking at building a second revenue stream. So I absolutely believe diversification is a smart play, but timing of that diversification is another point of discussion. Number four, refresh your accounts receivable and your payable processes. Accounts receivable and payable are the core drivers that keep money flowing through your business. Entrepreneurs can improve your accounts receivable and your accounts payable process by renegotiating payment terms, capturing discounts for early payment, and offer easier payment methods for those that you're collecting from. Now, let's talk about accounts receivable. That is your lifeline, especially if you are offering any type of terms. Even if you're offering payable upon receipt, you've already shipped product, you've already delivered a service, so you've already spent the money to get the job done. Now you're waiting to collect. Every single week, you should be sitting down and looking at your accounts receivable report to make sure that nothing is getting out of hand. Nothing is getting in the 30 to 60, the 60 to 90, the 90 plus category, because you cannot afford to do that. So every single week on a set day, you should sit down, look at your report, and have a plan in place to deal with an aging report that is getting delayed way too long. You can template three emails that you set up to sequentially go out to late payers. You can dedicate one person on your team to make phone calls each week. Set up a system that works for you, but systematize the process of staying on top of your accounts receivable and get that AR tight, right? So that it's not dragging out and that cash is coming in regularly. This is going to help you with your accounts payable because you have vendors that need to get paid. And if you're able to pay them on time or even a few days early, your relationship with them is going to be better and you're going to have more goodwill built up with them. So I strongly, strongly encourage you to stay on top of your accounts receivable and your accounts payable process and make that a cornerstone of managing your cash flow. Because these changes will not only improve cash flow, but they will reduce overall operating costs and they're going to improve your customer and your vendor relationships. Next, number five, focus on cost optimization. Businesses that have been operating for a while tend to fall victim to cost creep. Over time, operating costs increase as new systems are implemented. Vendors are going to raise prices, raw materials are going to become more expensive, and labor rates are going to rise. It's important that you periodically review your operating costs to make sure that they aren't overinflated. I suggest doing it at least twice a year. Right? Every 6 months, sit down and look at all your operating costs. But you know what's even better than that? If you are creating an annual operating budget, and then if you do that, now you've got 12 monthly budgets. At the end of every period, which is month, right? You should be sitting down and reviewing your P&L against your actuals against your forecast and against your budget. That's going to help you actually be more proactive on staying on top of rising costs. Because if you forecasted 10% for line item 1, 2, and 3, and you're seeing that it costs you 13, 14%, 15% actual, now you can investigate as to what's going on. Did you not budget correctly? Did you get a price increase that you didn't realize? Did you have to spend more on that category for some other reason? So your best bet is to have an annual operating budget divided into your 12 monthly operating budgets that then you are able to review at the end of each period close. And you really should be reviewing this no later than the 5th or the 10th of each month, right? So once that period closes, you should be able to go back and look at February's P&L actual against forecasted no later than March 10th. And being proactive on that is going to help you focus on cost optimization. Last but not least, number six, do not forget about tax planning. I've seen a lot of businesses have stellar years, do no tax planning, and then all of a sudden they have a $200,000-$400,000 tax bill that they didn't plan for. So as much as us as business owners would like to avoid this topic altogether, it's critical that we have a robust tax planning strategy. The good news is that business owners don't have to be tax experts. If you find yourself a solid CPA, solid accountant, and review these tax projections with a qualified CPA, and if you do this proactively, you can avoid large tax bills because you're going to see them coming. And maybe there's some things you can do to offset that tax bill, more investments you can make in the business, other ways to offset it so you're not paying those taxes. Because when you get a big tax bill, that is going to disrupt your company's cash reserves big time. So in summary, you as a business owner, you as an entrepreneur need to understand the critical importance of cash flow management because this is a factor that is often linked to the high failure rate of businesses. We've had a lot of recent economic challenges. Inflation's rising, supply chain disruptions are still occurring, businesses are increasingly relying on credit to survive. I'm seeing, not only credit cards, but lines of credit, factoring, right, against the AP, and the further down that chain you go, the more expensive that money becomes. right? And the more you do this, it's going to really create a really tough financial situation for your business. So short-term cash flow monitoring is no longer sufficient enough. You need to be looking short, medium, and long-term. Now, instead, entrepreneurs need to have this comprehensive long-term cash planning strategy. It's going to include, you know, the things we covered, right? So let's just recap. It's going to cover cash reserves to cover your operational costs for 3 to 6 months. Again, I strongly encourage 6 months, right? Engage in thoughtful capital expenditure planning. Diversify your revenue streams so that you can adapt to the ever-changing markets. Refine and improve your accounts receivable and your accounts payable process. Focus on cost optimization to combat those creeping expenses that happen to all of us. And make sure you are being proactive and implementing a robust tax planning strategy. These strategies will provide a stable financial foundation. It's going to make it so you can grow a sustainable, profitable business and make everybody's lives that you touch better around you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Armchair to Employer podcast. If you have, do me a favor, like and subscribe to the podcast. Do me, and also leave a review. I read every review and I take them all very seriously and use it to improve each show. And if you know somebody that you think would benefit from this episode, grab a link to the show, text it over to them and say, hey, I just listened to this episode on how business owners, there's six things we can do as business owners to improve our cash flow management. I think you'd benefit from it. And share this episode with them, because the more business owners we share this with, the more businesses we can help become successful. Last but not least, we are launching a coaching program. So stay tuned for that. There will be more information on that in the next couple of weeks. So keep coming back to the show, because in a couple of weeks, I will be formally announcing a business coaching program for small business owners that's going to help you grow and scale your business profitably. So I'm very excited about that solution getting launched soon. So until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next week on the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast.